Blog Talk Radio.
Live on air.
This is a product of WBNN. This is Informational Guru, and I am your host, Antonia Bax, on air now from Lagos, Nigeria. Call in at 516-453-9133. Again, 516-453-9133. Press the number 1 and the pound sign to join the conversation brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Tonight's show is titled Inflation, Economics, and Gun Control, which plague our country and the United States the year 2022. Also, coronavirus is not resolved, but it appears to be in remission worldwide. Are we consistent enough to prove that in handling the matter with vaccines? Also, sex trafficking is still a consistent issue. What is the resolution for these turmoils, for these catastrophic matters? We'll see. Good evening, everyone. There has been a poll taken in the United States that was broadcasted by CBS this past Sunday morning about what the three top concerns are here and would most likely how it will affect the people across the world as a result of our losses. It was mentioned on the George Stephanopoulos show on ABC. The group discussion amongst this powerhouse roundtable was probably started because of the most recent financial downfalls for people who are experiencing hardships when it comes to food and fuel, or as we say, gasoline. It even goes beyond that. As one other media news channel had mentioned, it also have a deficit in sanitary napkin products for women, and they are not as available on the store shelves, such as the items called tampons and sanitary napkins. And one of the also most sought-after products, such as baby food and formula, have been suffering a deficit at such a massive loss that the United States had to receive products flown here by the millions from other countries just to be able to receive those products for the babies and infants. So far, we know that England and Germany and other countries beside them have sent all types of products, that being the most important and the most massively gathered in order to make sure it gets over here, was definitely a huge concern. Well, those are just a few products among some of the major products besides that that are definitely lacking from the store shelves. As some people go into the market, the supermarket that is, appearing to hoard all of the necessary resources for everyone's daily living. May I say also, there was a woman who followed another woman pushing a shopping cart because she pretty much cleared whatever baby food items and they filled up the bottom of her shopping cart and left hardly nothing, little scraps of whatever was available. And she obviously, the person following this woman who had the shopping cart filled, was very perturbed. She was not happy that this person was so selfish to leave next to nothing for her and other people who needed things. They really probably should have been rationed out, as some people would say, and show evidence of the amount of babies or infants they have in their home. But that was not the solution. This is just me suggesting it because I've seen other situations where that became necessary temporarily. The general population, which consists more so of low-income persons and poverty-stricken persons, which are lower in income than what's regarded as low-income people, which aren't necessarily considered the poorest of the poorest, but survivability is also one of the issues that they have to consistently stick with, considering what all has been going on. And there was a huge opinion about who would be able to afford what is being the cause of all of this amongst the general public, as many of them met up in various town hall meetings across the nation. They want to know who could be able to assist them and why, especially because they don't want the government to feel as though that they should not have a huge play in trying to resolve this matter. People believe that is the difference between what was called at one time the haves and the have-nots, who will ever get whatever might be available when and if the products will be delivered and ready for sale and distribution. And there will be a great many people who were used to being able to afford those products out there easily at one time, maybe who were considered several classes of middle income persons, and they feel as though people are being served amongst the ranks of the have-nots before even the have-nots get them, who are the lower income people. They also themselves, the people amongst the people who were suspected to be able to get the products first, feel as though that the odds of them being able to get whatever they need may be a problem also for themselves, since it is taking, for example, weeks and many weeks, which may lead into months sometimes, to receive certain essential items. Well, the media said that there was an announcement that it would take a few weeks for baby products find their way to the store shelves again. So the pressure is on the President of the United States, Mr. Joe Biden, to consult the right people about the pressure that is being put on them to get surplus food and other items, such as, of course, baby formula and so many millions of other things that are generally made available, to get them returned to the stores. So this is a task that he's going to be consulted and expected to be able to resolve in a reasonable amount of time. Some people don't realize that as the blame shifts from the problems over there with the Ukraine's war defense to the Russian imposition of war on Ukraine as the reason all of this is happening, according to the media. But who's to say? There have been other things that have been blamed, such as the two-year experience with coronavirus. However, that plays itself out. There was once or twice that I've managed to see pictures of products and packages and probably a severe amount of necessary items that were supposed to be delivered by tractor-trailer drivers and maybe some trains along a certain industrial train route that were actually strewn over a long stretch of train tracks and all over the ground on each side, which they were obviously not supposed to be. So the question is, who is behind that? Well, it has been blamed again about coronavirus because there were not enough tractor-trailer drivers, because the money that it took to get them from point A to point B wasn't available not only for their pay, but because of the inflation of gas had been proved that there were sometimes people who had to pay almost $1,000 to fill up a truck for fuel to make a run. A run means a traveling from one place to the other, $700 and some odd. But that was a different given time period. That's a lot of money, you know. Plus, you have to still pay the persons who operate the business as well, to make sure that stuff is delivered. So considering that inflation had hit us so hard that they have people who are really concerned about their ability to not only just survive, but just to live, has been something that won't be a thing of the past no time soon, since the expectations of what is required for daily living seem to be going against them, and they don't feel as though the government is giving them the results they need to hear. Some people believe that it is a conspiracy theory as to why the Americans have been punished or maybe affected this way, since it has never happened that we know of previously in previous decades. But then again, they said it was about either the 1970s or 80s. There was an inflationary period. But this one, they claim, is worse. So the question is, but why are so many low-income and poverty-stricken people having to suffer, according to some sources, more than everyone? Because after all, not many people who are financially secure and not considered rich by no means are feeling there's any hope. It seems as though they have themselves believing that they're supposed to be a product of the have-nots for possibly the rest of their lives. Hopefully not. And they take it as a personal blow, what it should have never happened to anyone, especially since people have been told there is such a thing as the American dream. So we know that the economics have led into inflation. And so Could someone please answer? Why did it have to lead into inflation in order to do even more damage that was already mentioned? It was already said in the media that it was announced that when and if, in case this changes, the people of the powers to be had announced that this will not be an inflationary period that will allow them to reverse the cost of living as they have previously known. Say, for example, a $5 can of meat being reduced back down to maybe the $3.50. And they did not give a reason as to why they're not going to deflate this inflation when it is all over with. They said they will not let the prices go back down to what it used to be. So the question is, can anybody answer why they will make an announcement such as that, which was made a few weeks ago in the media, when they know that minimum wage at the rate of $7.25 an hour can't even cover a high school student allowance for their need for both clothing and, for example, miscellaneous products, you know, like many kids who are mostly teens or a little older would want to buy, down to sanitary products when their parents are already struggling. And that will eventually lead me into the story of what I've heard, why sometimes guns are utilized by some youth. But that's only some. Eventually I'll address that. So even if you double that $7.25 and let's just say paid the average citizen who is coming in at the entry level of money at the rate of $15 an hour. The question is, what makes you think that would help a person to pay their rent, the water running, the gas on to cook with, their ability to make sure that there are any major items that are expected for them to pay? They can even cover the smallest items themselves, their own clothing, and to cover the wife and children's everyday needs, paying for one person at that price would be much. Even if the spouse or the companion also had a job, because people haven't figured in the need for transportation costs, which is definitely not on our sides a lot of times. The need for sanitary items and just products in general, basic products. And when you figure in, if you have a child or some children, they have everyday needs too. They're human, especially when they are not capable of working if they're in school. And there's so many other things we could make a list of. So I ask, will there ever be a budget professional staff member in the government or whoever else is appointed who can consult a real outside source to come up with a better estimation of what is considered a living wage? We will see. That's the reply. A lot of people don't realize that people had the biggest conversations across this city, this planet, when there are issues of regentrification as a result, a place to just be able to lay your head at may be a heck of a challenge because they feel as though that the cost of living is not being increased in conjunction with the cost of what it is they're receiving as what they consider fair and equal pay. As time goes on, we may have to challenge that. Maybe we don't. Speaking of guns, as previously mentioned, and other weapons, I did hear at one point some kids, maybe the older children within the household, I'm not going to give an excuse for anybody for doing this, of course, but they consider guns and other weapons of violence as a way to obtaining what they need in order to be able to survive or to help get money or food or whatever when they see their mothers struggling with themselves, with them, with their children, and what other basic necessities. And they may feel as though they don't have any other recourse, according to only some sources. I said, well, we can always devise many other reasons. I see where there are being some congressional decisions being made about passing a bill to make sure that people who are at least 21 and over can purchase a gun. They've been cross-examining the unneeded necessity of automatic weapons to be purchased by anyone. And I understand they're talking about making sure they do not carry 5 rounds or more in a purchase of these street sales, hopefully street sales. It may be a bigger issue than that, but it is a start. There are people who don't understand why it had taken them so long within the government to decide to act upon this, as there have been massive shootings for various unorthodox reasons going on lately in the United States. Well, in Texas, there was a gathering down in South Street that was definitely not necessary here in Philadelphia, which they had said that those particular issues have been deemed as mass shootings because 4 or more people were intercepted as victims in a combination or separately as people who either died or people who have actually been shot. So they're making a concerted effort to get them off the streets because of their erratic behavior. There have been times when they said mental health may have been an issue as to why these young people are doing the foolish things they have. The one on South Street ranged from age of 17 to 34 in that involvement. And I will say this, young people in your ears, don't engage yourself in arguments with people who are definitely not people that you know, or even if you did know them, that can give an excuse for other people to use it as a way to say that they're justified in doing what they're doing. Well, we know that they aren't. do try to take into consideration some people get a feeling of excitement out of knowing that they felt power. Power can corrupt, as the saying goes, and power can destroy. There's not a need for power in that form. If you want to feel power by doing something positive. Feel power by letting people see that you can accomplish something in life. If you feel as though that someone does not give you the opportunity to feel power, for example, younger people, because you didn't get a chance to show how good a person you could be in your academic school life when you went to grade school, or if you didn't make it to college, show your power by trying to do something like take up a vocation or trade or skill, or if you're an artist, be an exceptional artist. You don't have to be the best, but you learn that as a source of how to be able to show people how you can be a better person. Put your efforts into doing something positive like that. If you say, well, we don't have the resources in order to be able to show our power by being an artist. We don't have the support to the support system. You don't have to have a lot of money. Go to your city council meeting on Thursday morning here in Philadelphia City Hall and see if there's anybody who would like to see a group effort of people who would like to have some talents displayed. Are there people out there interested in a craft that they can make available for sale as a street vendor or however, or display them in the fashion of putting it in a recreation center to display for the public to see? You know, after all, that's how these recreation centers are supported, by the interest of people not only just showing up, but showing their talents, artistic talents. Well, you may ask, where do you get the materials from? How about consulting people? Don't let it just stop at maybe the Mural Arts Consortium, because they may have something that you may not want to engage in. You just may just want to create art for the sake of art. If you feel as though that you could make a product that could be useful, well, first patent it if you're smart. And you say, well, where do you go to patent it? Here in Philadelphia, if you dial a 311 hotline, they can probably guide you to a person who may know about that. Wherever you are across the world, if you don't have a 311 hotline, council, or whatever it takes to find out how to distribute your talents and have other people to come in to display there, learn something. Get a hobby that was mentioned by a buddy I know named Clever One. And the hobby can maybe turn into a way for you to earn a little extra income. So when it comes time for you to go on a trip and take your loved ones, whatever, you can say you saved up some vacation money or just used it for, you know, whatever you absolutely need and can budget, so you don't feel as though you have to resort into doing anything negative, like picking up a gun to show how powerful you are. Show your power and your talents, because there are many people out there who people have been shown to do some very interesting things that people would love to be able to either buy or just come and look at your exhibit, so you can have something to really be proud of. Picking up guns is not the answer for those who don't know any better. Well, you know better now because you're hearing it here. I don't want to see people make a fool of themselves by just saying that they've done something out there in the streets. They know they had no better, no reasons to do these things. And I would like to see you be able to proudly talk about what you've done. If you didn't have money, at least you tried to find out who can you turn to. I just want to announce that this phone call number is 516-453-9133. Again, 516-453-9133. This again is the Informational Guru Edit with Antonia Betts, and I just want to make sure you know this is a product of WBBN Network. This gun situation is really unnecessary, and we don't need to have to use that word. I say that because there are so many people that would like to do what's right, but they find out too late. They went the wrong way. Does that mean that too late means you have to be under 35? Because that's the average age they look for people to be able to take advantage of things like, you know, going into the service. Don't let people stop you, make you believe that you can't follow your dreams. Now, if you feel as though you aged out, as the saying goes, aged out of the norm of doing something like being maybe a rapper, do you know that you can sell your music production to someone else and probably get paid more than the actual performer? People don't know that. Where would you go? Well, that is a difficult thing to find out, but it's not impossible. You have to learn how to ask around. Don't be too proud. Have a little respect and let people see that you would like to be taken seriously for whatever they assume that can't be done. You know, sticking around trying to become Miss America, knowing that the cutoff age is 20-something, isn't doable. So what you do is you present your own line of exhibiting talents by showcasing other people's talents and causing them to be able to see the venues that they had. Now, I'm going to announce this again, but there's a young lady by the name of Amina. I'm just going to make a 30-second PSA, public service announcement, to let you know that she's going to exhibit a particular talent, not only that she'll have, but her panel. When the month of October approaches, it'll be about her discussing relationships. It will be at the cost of approximately $30, a one-time full-day session in the area of Willow Grove. But all other details have not been established yet. So I gave you this approximately half minute to make that announcement. Just because, you know, relationships. When you speak of relationships, not only between men and women, but people and their children. Well, you say, well, what do their children need to do except for learn how to go by only my guidelines in order to be able to do what's right in society and hopefully survive all of this? Well, a lot of people, they don't communicate with their children. You don't have to have a huge education such as college or certain other resources. You have to learn how to try to listen yourself to people who you feel as though offer good information so you can keep your children out of harm's way, hopefully let them see whatever they do. They can hopefully accomplish something themselves, give you something to not only be proud of them for, but learn how to establish relationships so that they will learn to listen to you. You know, some parents, they may tell their children, don't go down such and such street because it presents danger. But how do you get to teach your children how not to go down such and such street? you need to learn the art of communication. And that's where Mina's seminar will come in. So that's my 30-second PSA. Thank you. Now, I understand we have caller one and two. I will bring up the other subjects regarding sex trafficking, which not only involves women, but children, and even once in a while, some males, especially if they come from another country over here, anywhere really, because it's a part of the black market, which they now call the dark web sometimes, other negative resources, I understand, that make people very concerned because you'd be surprised who have been almost victims as well as victims of that. I don't know them, thank God, because I don't know if I got a stomach to hear some of the macabre things about how people had come up not only missing, but their bodies had been destroyed. So with that being said, I'm going to let caller one please approach the line and be glad to tell me whatever's on their mind about the matters. Thank you. Caller number one. Hi, how are you? Can you announce your name and tell me where you're calling from, please?
It's level one.
Oh, okay. Everyone,
it's Clever One calling from the Dorothy Bullies of Philadelphia.
One. Okay. Now, if you can hear. Okay. Excuse me, Clever One, for 1 minute, if you don't mind. If he's not that audible, I'll be glad to hopefully fill in where I think you all may not be able to hear him, but he did say his name was Clever One, calling from Philadelphia. But
yeah, that's Clever One. This is Willa God. It's Clever One, Willa God, and the Meanie in the building. All three of us on his line, killing the game. What's up, girl? Go ahead, Clever.
Okay, thank you. Clever One, please proceed.
Yeah, so, you know, main thing that I was, heard you expressing was the emphasis on these guns here. And, you know, I have a parallel feeling about that, you know what I'm saying, where, you know, my strategy for these individuals is I say, and I mean it, and I warned them that I'm taking your guns, and we might even take your dirt bikes. So be careful, young men who frivolously roam the streets about like it's cowboys and Indians. And this is cap guns or water guns out here. We're going to confiscate your toys, you know what I'm saying, and admonish you appropriately, depending on how tough you think you are, is how, you know, how much the admonishment may be upon you, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, young men out here, you know, being a fool out here with your baby moms out here getting shot at, you know what I'm saying? We're going to put a cease to that for you. We're going to help y'all out, you know what I'm saying, a little bit. We're going to take y'all guns from you. You know what I mean? So we got to figure it out, people. You know what I mean? We're not even going to psychologically spin ourselves in an extra cycle in the dryer because that's drying out. We'd be done burnt the house down, drying clothes that's already dry. You feel what I'm saying? So we take a further note, you know what I mean? Because if we can't dry the clothes in the dryer, guess what we got to do? Hang them up on a line, you know what I'm saying? So you better have a line to hang them up on. So young bucks, we coming to hang y'all out to dry if it ain't no dryers around. Now, here's the other thing. You know, I just wanted to touch some gloves with you on a few other things, you know what I'm saying? Because all these things are what will make a proper and more beneficial development in the communities. You know what I'm saying? You know, we got gloves up, guns down out here, y'all. Y'all got beef, you know what I'm saying? We got rings that y'all can go in and bring it and take it to the streets on that. You know what I'm saying? Why not? And you can get paid for it. I know. So sometimes what we gotta do is we gotta utilize the energies in which that's being used out here for hands of evil. We take that energy and we transform these gremlins into soldiers. You know what I'm saying? We groom them up. You know what I mean? So it starts with us as people, self-development on ourselves, where if you somebody that got a 17, 18-year-old, 20-year-old somebody out here riding on dirt bikes, being on Instagram, flashing money and guns, telling all his damn business, you know what I'm saying, you know, and he out here doing that, then we saying what's wrong with him, what's wrong with you, because that's your son, or that's your nephew out there, or that's your little brother. Somebody out here. I mean, everybody, you know, we all got some people, them type of people in our family. Well, a lot of us do. And the ones who don't, hang with some of them who do that. You know what I'm saying? Well, if you got children.
Well, y'all, I wanted to say something real quick, man, because I know she got another call and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm going to finish it off. All I'm saying, people,
okay.
is
who's up? You go right after Clever, please.
Well, all I'm saying is who's teaching who what, you know what I'm saying, y'all? Where don't complain about these children when these children have parents and their parents have parents where, you know, so we got to understand who's teaching who what. You know what I'm saying? Who's teaching who what? You can't make slices of cake if it ain't one cake somewhere. So, people, don't complain about these kids if you know that you did a poor job raising them. You know what I mean? And that's all
very
I got
good.
Right there.
Clever one, thank you very much for the advice. I'll make sure we'll get on right after this. And I appreciate your comment. Everyone out there, I just want to tell you that Clever One, he said that they're going to take their guns from them. And obviously because of his concern for community, being a person within a community, he's going to make sure you understand that he does try to find a resolution. He's starting with trying to tell you parents out there, show a concern for what goes on with your child. You may have a hard life trying to even raise them, but nothing beats sitting down with them at a special time at night when they come home, maybe before they leave in the morning for a few minutes. Have quality time with them. Tell them why they need to be careful once they step out of the door, why they need to be alert, and if necessary, plan a route of escape if someone tries to follow them. Show a concern about those children, because if not, then you'll be the one at the loss. And people are not going to sympathize with you. They'll sympathize with your children and ask how much did the parent ever try to take up time with them. Don't try to be part of their boyfriend or girlfriend life where you can hang out with them and dress the same exact way, incorporate their dress wear with yours. Show them something that they can respect. You don't have to dress old-fashioned. Just dress with a nice flair so they can look up to you. And then you can probably get their attention. Thank you so much, Clever One. Now, before you go, I just like to say, Will, would you like to speak? Okay.
Yeah. We on a three-way, so we got Amina in the building also. You know, she might, I don't know, want to have her speak first, and I'll pass it up real quick. Amina, you in there?
Okay. Hello, Amina.
She's busy, man. Damn, did she tell you that, bro?
Okay. All right, bet. Well, I'll go right on. Y'all, anyway, back to the situation in hand. It's great that you're having this great conversation because we already see there's a lot of donuts out here trying to be creeps. Then you got the creep shows coming out with, you know, little toys. And then you got the capo with the government talking about the corona, and then it just, like you said, rescinded all of a sudden. But then they're going to do something crazy with the monkeypox. Make everybody get the monkeypox shot. Well, obviously that didn't work too well.
So now I'm looking at the fact that they're saying this UFO situation, and I'm like, wait a minute. And as of last night, I was listening while I was walking. I'm like, yo, why does the thunder sound so peculiar? It sounds different. It doesn't sound like a regular thunder anymore. I'm like, what the heck is that? Some other type of noise. So I'm like, all right, you know, I'm going to act like I can't see it. So what we're learning to become is trained to become something else. Yo, meet your friends in here, dumb back. You're learning to become trained to be something else. Just be careful, y'all. I got to wrap it up because we got a lot of people that...
No, don't let them transform you into cowards out here.
Yeah, yeah, but hold on. Listen, people, you got to really pay attention and learn to respect not only yourself, but your family. Then learn to respect your friends. Then learn to respect your associates. Because what they want you to do is learn how to become non-official. They're trying to teach y'all how to become not peculiar people, but the dumbest people on the land. Somebody that's controlled by whatever damn AI intelligence that can control. My show is called 2000. I'm the 2000 Willa guy. I go on every fourth Friday. I'll be darned if I know what my topic is, because I'm still trying to figure out what the government is up to. And we over here supporting you, girl. Keep on popping them rocks. You know what I'm talking about?
And what does popping them rocks mean, please?
Hey, well, Antonia.
Yeah.
They muted us.
So
They muted us.
Man, shut up, man. Please. Listen,
I just want to hear him out, and then I'll be right back with you. Yes, could you please tell me what you were going to say?
All right, so what I wanted to say about as far as all these different versions of fear tactics, people don't fall into these things, because if you don't hear about these things, these are not your concern. They only become your concerns when you turn the television on. So if this is not the signal and frequency that you're watching, these don't become concerns or fears of yourselves. So pay attention to what plants these fears in your mind.
Mm-hmm. When you say scare tactics, are you trying to advise the adults to not be afraid, just be aware and help their children to learn how to be aware of things like sight and sound and how to make sure that they travel right? Or what is it that
here's
you mean
thing.
By scare tactics, please?
This is what I mean. What I mean by... people pay too much attention to the news. That's why they're not paying attention to their children. That's why their families are in disarray, because everybody is paying attention to all the entertainment that they entertain you with on the news, where that's entertainment. These are topics where it's not really anyone's concern, except who's paying attention to it. You know what I'm saying? It's a situation that's being handled, whether you paying attention to it or not. So I would prefer not to pay attention to it based on the fact of this. Unless there's missiles being shot into the city and shit is blowing up on Broad Street, none of these things should be any of my concern as far as in a fear factor sense. You know what I'm saying? You're talking about monkeypox.
Keep my mind coming in there, clever one. You know, the reason why some people pay attention to the news, I would say that they want to be aware of what's going on and where it's located so they can steer themselves away from that danger. Don't you think?
Well, maybe so. However, is this. Only if you're a coward. Now, and if you prepare for these type of things, you don't worry about them because you already know that they exist out here. Like, for instance,
right,
monkey
but you
cats.
Know what? But clever one, if some people are not familiar with those things, their education is whatever they can get through the news so they can stay alert, you know.
You have to go further than that.
Your version of safety, there's nothing wrong with that. Before you go on, I just want to say Amina's will, one of the two, are going to give a 30-second PSA on one more time on the master class that's referred to.
Absolutely.
A seminar she'll be having, please.
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and the master class will? For whoever was going to. Well, they're not there.
Well,
just
I'll give you,
I'll give you a little
glimpse of the master class. I'll give you the little glimpse while I'm on here, because know we're building some things up, and yes, we will be in Horsham on October the 31st, live and direct. You know what I'm saying? With exquisite hors d'oeuvres and delicacies. You know what I'm saying? We're going to do these things with a twist, but primarily, yes. This will be the introduction of the first 365 days of you, and this is our master class seminar on love and relationships and ingredients on how not to become heartbroken out here. You know what I'm saying? For the men and for the women.
Okay, very good. Say it will be for women and men to attend.
Yes, for couples and for single folks. Yes, the couples and for single people as well. Everyone is welcome. Primarily the young folk, the younger folks. But we want to do, we want to catch middle-aged people, because the middle-aged people are the parents. And then, you know, we have some subjects for the seniors as well. So everyone is welcome to come and join us on, these steps and these ingredients on how to prevent yourself from falling into toxic relationships, and also learn to build yourself up, you know what I mean, in the process.
Okay. Good. Well, thank you very much for the announcement. And as it gets closer to that date, I will, you know, make one more PSA announcement and give you a little short
Hi, Antonia.
Bill.
Hi, Antonia.
Hi, how are you, Amina? Well,
Clever, I
would
love a
laugh
talk to a friend. He was asking about the class. Hello, baby doll.
Hi, good to talk to you. And I just want to let you know, Clever One already covered about the master class. I told him before it occurs in October again, I will give one extra PSA public service announcement about when it will be.
Okay, and the $29.95, that's for virtual. That's not for in person. It's $49.95 if they come in person. But if they want to watch, do like just say they all over the world, they want to walk through the live streaming, the live link is $29.95.
Okay, the cost you said will be $29.95, and it'll be available virtually, and I'm sure she'll have all of the information. Okay, she'll have all of the information available when it gets closer to the master class, by either July when I have my show again or August, and that way you all will know how to reach her in order to pay for the virtual class. The only this opportunity you'll have is you won't be able to eat any of the goodies, but I'm quite sure she'll cover a lot of information for those who'd like to learn whatever she has to offer. And
we have a
thank you very much, Amina, for showing up.
Baby.
Good.
Thank you for the shout out.
Okay. Oh, well, I really appreciate you all showing up in order to give your expression on, well, what Clever One discovered was important to cover about guns, coming from his view. And I will say, still, you know, get a hobby, you know, everybody. Teach your children how to get a hobby. Teach them how to be alert out there. Show your support for community by way of going to town hall meetings. Have a monthly town hall empowerment zone meeting. If you can Google the information on how to establish one, coming from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, they have the integrated, Town Watch. Also provide the information for you. If you just type in Integrated Town Watch, and it is conducted by persons in the legal environment, and normally on this end, but you can establish one on your end by typing that in and finding out more information. Call the number they make available. It will benefit you, hopefully, on how to show each other in the community how to look out for each other's back, on hoping that there will never be a need to address a mass shooting or any shooting, period. You know, take up more time with your children, because after all, they'll be the ones who will take care of you if they live through all that goes on. Thank you, everyone. And that doesn't mean that I'm going anywhere, but I do want to give respect to the caller number two, and anyone who would like to hang on. I will eventually talk about human sex trafficking as another topic. Okay, so please go ahead, caller number two.
Caller number two, how you doing, Miss Antonia Batch? Hello, Miss Antonia Batch.
That means I hope Antonia has not fallen out in the spirit. Antonia, are you there?
No, I'm sorry.
Okay, all right. Thank you. Thank you so much. We'll let caller number two talk. Go ahead.
Thank you.
All right, I'm going to be simple and straight to the point. Bottom line is, our people have concentrated on everything and everybody besides ourselves. And to think that way, we have been taught that you're selfish when you think about yourself. Okay? Our people have been made to worship, to believe in certain things that's just not real. It's not reality. And when you look at everything that has been given to us in the form of being dependent so much on everybody to do something for us, we want to be dependent on an educational system that has been programmed to make us a lower class. Everything that's taught in the public, when you turn and try to find some type of escape or some type of refuge in the form of religion, you find racism in that too. The bottom line, we don't have the time. We don't have the time to sit back and try to reprogram us far as hundreds and hundreds of years of that reprogramming. Bottom line is, for the people now, we got to figure out, to the point where looking in the mirror, that we've been lied to. And that's a hard reality that a lot of people don't want to face. But I'm not saying this for us to be angry about it. It gives us a chance to be able to look at ourselves and realize we've been lied to. And one of the most simplest solutions that I want to try to offer is to be able to fall back in love. I hate to use that word, fall, but really, really love ourselves, love and appreciate ourselves, okay? You can get educated all that you want to, but a lot of the things that's happening in these streets is based on hatred. It's based on being put in a state of ignorance for such a long time. Everything in this society was never designed for us to really, really make a come up as a people. And you're not going to make a come up. Think about this, Miss Antonia. Why is it, or how did it become to a point where we love enemies so much to the point where we don't love ourselves that way? We can forgive. Let's be real. Look at the many times that we have been shot at, been killed, and we offer forgiveness just like that. That has been part of a massive brainwashing and programming. Yeah, it's good to forgive, yeah. But when you offer forgiveness for people that keep giving you the circle part of the smelly area, you can forgive them for all the hell that you put you through, but you don't want to forgive yourself. And you can't forgive yourself if you don't want to realize that we've been had. That's something I had to go through over 37 years ago. I had to realize that. In order for me to be able to look in the mirror, for me to take responsibility for my life, for me not to be dependent on someone to come do something for me that I'm not willing to take the time to do for myself, all of that, how many people is really ready to do that? And any young generation that's out there that's preparing to give birth or to have these children, stop teaching these children these lies, a whole bunch of lies that's geared for to make us, I'm going to say y'all because they ain't getting me with that, for y'all to keep loving your enemies. Stop with that lie right there. You got to stop those lies. How can you love a people that keep treating you so, so such a bad way? You got to learn to love yourselves again. It's just that simple. And all of this stuff, until you learn to love yourself, there's no way that you'll be able to reverse this hypnotic spell of self-destruction. There's no way you can do it. You can sing, you can pray, you can dance, you can do anything that you want to, but that is not going to stop the problem. The problem starts when you learn how to really love and appreciate yourself, your people, you take responsibility for your life, and that's where it begins at. Until that, it's going to continue. Ain't no stopping that until you reverse it. Thank you.
Well, Brother Hootie, before you go away and we get the comment, tell me something. Could you please announce, everyone, this is Brother Hootie Bakasoon, and he will tell you when you can hear his show on WBBN. And please take it away, Brother Hootie.
Thank you so much, Hall of Fame nominated class of 2020, Mr. Antonio Batts. My next show, I'm the host of We Will Aware You. My next show will be June 30th. Well, I'll be speaking about my methods of motivation, okay? And this is very, very important. Again, that's June 30th. It'll be 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. Thank you so much, okay? Love you as always.
Love you too, Brother Honey. And God bless you. You are just a wealth of love and concern for the way we are doing things that influence mostly these younger people. And it can influence the adults who would love to be able to hear about what really is necessary out here to make this society be aware of why this gun violence is occurring. And we can't necessarily say only younger people, unfortunately. We have those adults who have immature minds, or if you want to call it that, who need to do some growing and learn the how to conduct themselves so they can get maybe the respect that they want as time goes on for them. After all, we had a few incidences with, for example, a guy in his 60s who was of Asian background last month, if I'm not mistaken, who has shot up a group of people who are Asian background. One person died. And because he didn't like Taiwanese, so he may have not been Taiwanese. That's an unfortunate incident. We had a gentleman who was of African, or a guy who was African American background, who did some shooting on a subway last month, and 10 people were struck, but no one died. But the immaturity, if we want to call it that, showed that he was not in his right frame of mind to pull out a bag full of goodies. He referred to them as, I'm sure, when it comes to guns and things of that nature. So people were fortunate that that didn't end the catastrophe. But the lack of maturity of the way some people think, and one of the issues they're going to supposedly table in Congress, along with the age requirement going up for purchasing a gun and all of that, they address the mental health issues. Maybe some people, you know, have mental health issues that make them just do what they do. Some people, they just may be going through, well, the younger people, an emotional tryst or the issue of trying to possess power as time goes on in their lives or development, may be an issue. There's so many things to consider. With that being said, I appreciate Brother Hootie Bakasoon giving his viewpoint of not being so accepting of why other people supposedly care about us. Maybe they don't. Maybe he wants to tell people stop just falling for everything and believing that people out here care about them when they know that they don't, and it's for them to make sure they are responsible for taking care and saving themselves, caring the correct way out here as well, doing what's right, in other words. So very eloquently mentioned, Brother Hootie is the year 2020 National Hall of Fame and internet broadcaster, and we would just like to make sure we all know what efforts he put into whatever he had done to accomplish that here on WBNN. Well, with that being said, I'm presuming there is not another caller right now. And if there is not, I will touch on the subject of human sex trafficking. With that being said, I'll give you an example. There's a young lady who used to play as an actress, used to play the role of a girlfriend on the Martin Lawrence show, named Tisha Campbell, who people would have never believed this could have ever happened to her. She announced on TMZ, the talk show on Channel Fox News, on Channel Fox rather, 29 here in Philadelphia, that she was almost caught up in a human sex trafficking issue in her travels. You know how some people go to a particular venue or the airport or whatever, and it's a crowd traveling, and it appeared that somebody may have sort of, as they would say, out there in the world of talking about things in colloquial terms, she was just sort of jacked up and probably hustled to go in a different direction than what she was supposed to, and almost was taken on the road to becoming sex trafficked, as it has been told. She told the story, of course, on TMZ personally. It wasn't like it was secondhand information. And this is a real situation, everyone. You know, you would think an adult person, she's not a tiny person, so she couldn't have been overwhelmed physically. She was just a person who they thought they could catch her while she was not aware that these are the tactics of some people that do things like that. Well, even just as important, there have been people they've shown on camera and the media that have shown maybe a gentleman most of the time, not specifically, have little girl children away from their mothers as the mothers were shopping, and the child wasn't far away. And one mother even had to pull the child away from this attempted sex trafficked child, almost sex trafficked child. Well, they were fortunate. It didn't get to occur the few times I've seen it, but who would ever think that they will be so brazen to try to take a child from the parent? There's been another situation, which was highly unusual. Just recently, a young lady who was 25-year-old female who was in the vicinity of the Philadelphia area, the surrounding area, had taken a 2-year-old child and almost could have gotten away with the child. The car, the vehicle, looked like it was an SUV possibly, was what the person was traveling in. They didn't divulge how they managed to intercept this person with that child, but it was a good thing it had happened the way it had happened, because the child was recovered, intact, everything was fine the same day. Who would ever think that a 25-year-old female would attempt to do something like that unless there were other parties in on that matter, and the reason why and what have you wasn't divulged. But these people do even worse. From for example, if a person is coming in from another country and that person has, let's just say, very little support on how they're going to be able to get into the country or however it works. And their children, sometimes, we're speaking mostly of people coming from the possible South American border it has been said about how some of them have been taken from their parents, not with the intentions of returning the child to their parents. Some have been reunited, some have not. It was just the way that it was done, which was really amazing. And it's not that the children weren't going to be taken care of. We don't know that. But the part that was more concerning is because of the perversion of some people. And God knows the things that can have happened to the child. And the child may have not been aware of how to get away. And some of these children wound up dead as a result, violated physically in some occasional situations. You know, it's bad when you can't trust people, but if it were me and I spotted somebody with somebody's child and I saw their faces somewhere, an incident, whatever, and I tell you one thing, the least I can say, I wouldn't approach the child because you never know what dangers it can not only present to the child but to you, but you can notify the police if you feel as though you want to be a person of some assistance. So with that being said, don't be afraid to save the life of somebody else's child. So with all of that being said, I just wanted to say I appreciate everyone tuning in for the reason that when I discuss these matters, I don't discuss them because they'll necessarily benefit me, but we have to act as a group of people throughout the world to understand that there are people who are out there killing people and not even having to suffer any blows from that. It's ridiculous as to how they can continue and commit all of these crimes against the innocence of people. Yes, we even talk in males. Some males, they're very humble, very passive. They could even be sex trafficked if they have a greater unawareness. I mean, people who are of age, people who are age 18 and over, because the ways of the world aren't always very nice. So don't go anywhere, anybody, because we have a caller number 3 coming in, and we would love to hear what caller number 3 has to say. And caller number 3, please identify yourself and tell us where you're calling from.
Hi, Antonia. It's Jerry Petito. How are you, sweetie?
Oh, hi. How are you, Jerry Petito? Hold everybody. This is the Jersey Jewel. Internet. Oh, I'll tell you when she finishes. When she finishes. Please go ahead, Jerry.
You know what a topic you have tonight. I give it to your girlfriend because this is such a touchy one.
Did you get to hear it? If not, I'll be glad to tell you what it is.
Yes. No, I know what it is. Yes. I wanted to comment on that, okay? Yeah, what I was saying to you was I give you, you know, kudos for talking about this because it's such a touchy subject, you know? And it needs to be discussed and it needs to be heard. And I want to say something about this topic. And I'm going to probably sound a little harsh here, but it's okay. You know, regardless of who's behind it all, right? When there's anything done to children, anything, to me, put them away for life. To me, bring back the death sentence. That's how I feel about this. There's too many times where we hear, you know, someone, you know, paid their time, did their time. No, they did not. If you hurt a child, you did not do your time. I don't care if you were in prison for 40 years. That wasn't time enough. And a lot of the problem is the laws and the rules and all this crap. And that's how I feel about it. And I know a lot of people are on the same page with me. But this is just horrendous to me. And I don't even know what's going to end up happening anymore you know, in this country, in this world, when it comes to these poor children.
Thank you, Jerry. Jerry is a young lady who have family members, very young family members, and, you know, she has expressed her concern about quite a few things. She may be able to cover her own family, but she cannot save everyone's. So everyone out there who feels as though that they cannot save their own children, if you can't do it, go to some authority, hopefully, who you can reach out to. Because I do understand that Jerry Petito, the Jersey Jewel, who is the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Enshrinee for the year 2019, she definitely can cover a lot of subject matters on her concern for the kids out here. But she can only save what's in her backyard, and it's for you to save your own. And, Jerry, please announce when your next show will be coming again and where in the name.
Okay. I believe it's the last Tuesday of this month, if I'm not mistaken. I think it is. And I have an incredible guest for everyone. I was going to surprise you guys, but I might as well just say it. So Terry King from the Drifters, and we have a surprise caller calling in, the Charlie Thomas, the original guy who started the Drifters. He's not doing well. He's got dementia, but his son, Junior, will be calling in as well.
Thank you very much, Jerry. Now, you know, God bless him, and God bless his son for being nearby his dad's.
Yeah.
Side, you know, tomorrow, as a matter of fact, my father's birthday, and I have to admit, I don't rely on him to guide me as a child anymore. So if I was called upon to travel several hundreds of miles away to go to him, God knows I'd be there, but he has very good coverage. So, however, you know, we as parents, we're not meant to be here forever. And we're not meant to lean on our children either. So the name of the game is for all of us to act responsibly and teach our children how to act responsibly in case of emergency or necessity, no matter what our ages are. Now, if I pass, I would expect for my child to follow my example on being responsible, and I hope that everyone else understands you have to practice what you teach. So God bless you for stating that, Jerry Petito. And I wanted to let you know that Jerry, she had just won a particular award last night for, if I cannot make the announcement on that one, Jerry. Would you like to?
Of course. And you know what? I'm glad you brought that up so we could lighten this conversation up a little bit, make people giggle here. So it was the Battle of the Network Stars, and it was so much fun. And kudos to Brother O for doing it again for us. I mean, Howard Cosell is what I really mean. He was the MC. It was great. And Sweet Pea, guess what? I beat Huni Bakatoon, a.k.a. Magic Man, twice. How cool is that, okay, girlfriend?
Oh, that was an effort, I'm telling you. Well, that's all right. He's still your friend, regardless of which way you went.
I love him. It was great. It was great.
Good.
We love going up against each other. What a battle.
Oh, well, that was adorable. Well, God bless you, and thank you very much, Jerry, and hope to hear from you another day.
I love you, sweetheart. All right. God bless you.
Love you, too. All right. Thank you. Okay, everyone. Well, if no one else have anything else to say, Brother Will, either, and Clever One, don't think we forgot you. Then I would like to proceed on and see about Ngozi giving his final thoughts. So, Brother Ngozi, if you're ready and no one said anything, by all means, you know, say something. You know, let us know how you feel about these things.
Well, first of all, I want to thank all the folks that called in tonight. And, you know, just
get a chance to listen to us on a constant basis. It's so important. Yeah, we had a fun last night with the Battle Network Stars, the six best hosts of the network. We really appreciate it. JMT did a great job. And like I said, let's continue to just do great work. Tomorrow night right here on this network, we have a legend in his own time, a person who does a lot of networks, but this network's number one. His name is Jeffrey Mr. Boston Sanders and the Boston Chronicles tomorrow night. Not for the faint of heart. It comes down to this poetry, not for the faint of heart. Tomorrow night, 9:30 Eastern Daylight right here at WBNN. We have advertisements through and go through time, you know, multimedia. And what more can I say that haven't already been said? We're on Twitter. We're on Pinterest. We're on Instagram at @Ngozi_time. Ola Dada Malay when Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or more program tonight? Ola Dele, that goes with mine, gmail.com. And I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Dada Malay when Ngozi. Saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there and all around the world. It's definitely an armed force radio that supports us on a constant basis. Now back to Antonio Bass, the last 2 minutes left to go on the program.
Thank you very much, Reverend Dozy. And I would like to say I hope you all exercise safety and concern. Don't be shy of not necessarily confronting, but presenting your views on how things can be better to help your community. And do make them aware that you're not going to sit around and try to present to them a false feeling about how you feel about this economical and inflationary stage that they're putting us through. Because after all, you know, you have the right to eat and live as the best to your ability, just as well as the people who are out there representing you. Maybe you won't have all the perks and the luxuries they'll have, but you're entitled, if you're a person that get out there and try to work towards doing what's right for you, if you have a family, them too. And let it be understood you're going to voice your opinion at town hall meetings or integrated town-wide services or whatever else is available, because after all, there are people out there who are going to miss some meals, and it's not right. With that being said, I hope that even a human sex trafficking issue will be something that will be taken seriously also, because there are people winding up in ditches who were killed behind people who had caught them being not alert out there walking in the streets beyond being abducted in some of the most horrific ways. Make sure that you're letting people understand that you're aware and you don't want that to happen to you and yours. So with all that being said, God bless you. Hopefully everybody will be safe and sound. Hope the president will proceed on to even address the issue of the global warming issue. Don't put that on the back burner, please, because that timeline is closing in on us. The UV rays are being reduced, or however they go work against our system. Right now, they say eating fish in excess, like two times or more a week, is going against us. What does that do to? Well, there are certain radiation issues and substances being dumped into our reservoirs and into our seas, most of the times by accident probably. And then when you tear out the ozone layer sky through the spillage of products going up into the sky itself, that can work against you. And as a result, the ripple effect of wildfires and everything else you can imagine is continuous, as well as hurricanes, tsunamis, typhoons,